Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, welcome. You're in the clubhouse. It's September 7th, and Bob Bupka, the co-host of the Grill Room Radio Show on Sirius XM, he's going to join us. But first, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Bob Bupka, co-host of the Grill Room Radio Show on Sirius XM Radio. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Danielle, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. We're going to talk about the President's Cup and the FedEx Cup and the Walker Cup. And, you know, I had a chance to talk to Mike Trostel. He's the curator of the USJ, the historian. You probably know him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is what he said about why the Walker Cup is played.
Tell us a little bit about the history of the Walker Cup.
Yeah, the Walker Cup was started in 1922. It was actually started by George Herbert Walker, who is a descendant, part of the lineage of the George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush family, the presidents of the United States. And it was started as really something, an event to be had among goodwill among nations between the European nations and the American nations coming out of World War One. And a great event. It's now played biennially. And if people maybe haven't heard of it, it's very similar to the Ryder Cup format. The best amateurs in the world go head-to-head and force in this four-ball and singles. And this year we'll be going back to the National Golf Links of America on the tip of Long Island, where the very first Walker Cup was played back in 1922. So it should be really special to be back there. Great course out there on the tip of Long Island.
I think what's important is what you said at the very beginning. It was started after World War One to foster relations between countries, European and U.S.
It wasn't necessarily, it normally was some of the best players, but it wasn't cutthroat competition as you may see in some of the open or amateur championships. It was really, to foster goodwill among the nations and to help the rebuilding effort. And it was the dinner before, they toast to the president, and they toast to either the king or queen, or whatever it's been over the years. In talking to some of the players who have played in it over the past several decades, it's the friendships that come out of that. Obviously, teams are playing to win, but there's so much more that you can get out of this competition, and that's what we've seen over the past several decades with the Walker Cup.
I love golf for all the reasons you brought up, for the history of the game, for the fostering of goodwill between people, for the friendships that develop. It's wonderful. Thank you, Mike Trostel, USGA curator and historian, for being on my show, The Golf Club. I really appreciate your time.
Danielle, thanks for having me.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club. Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, this is The Golf Club, and we're talking with Bob Bupka, the co-host of the Grill Room Radio Show. Golf has fostered a friendship between us for, gee, Bob, how many, 12 years? You've been.
Yeah, we're a perfect example of how golf has brought us together and the basis for the great friendship that now exists. Interesting, the listener, Mike, one detail was left off that I find fascinating is when that letter was sent out back around 1920 to force the good relationship, it was sent literally all over the world. The only ones that responded were Great Britain and Ireland. So they said, okay, and then that's how the Walker Cup started, and it continues to this day. But can you imagine back in 1922 when the Walker Cup was played at National Golf Links of America, Bobby Jones and Francis we met on the first tee, of which most people in the country that love golf, and I'd love to get you there someday, Danielle, for as much as you do for the game of golf, just to see National Golf Links is really an amazing sight. I mean, there's so many interesting things about National that don't exist anywhere else, and including a locker room that we'll talk about in a little while. I'll share with you and your listeners, back when I was just a young lad, really didn't have a job, but my parents did own a grocery store and meat market in the nearby town, and I came up with the idea of putting a self-dispensing ice machine outside the store. And boy, it was wonderful. Every night I'd go down there and empty the machine and get my money and then go play golf during the day and then empty my machine at night. I mean, I thought I died and went to heaven. And I was playing pretty good golf, and then a tournament was held at our local club. And one of the perks, they said, if you finish first or second, you're going to be eligible to go over to National Golf Links of America and play in their invitational. Well, lo and behold, I qualify. I go over to National. I go through their qualifying to see who I'm going to play. And it comes up that I'm going to play a gentleman by the name of Lord Taylor. And if the name sounds a little rich, trust me, he was very wealthy. So we flash forward to the first tee, and I'm standing up there. You can imagine how nervous I am. I'm only 22, and I'm waiting for the arrival of Lord Taylor. It seemed like the King of England was walking up on the tee. I'm at the ball washer, washing my ball, getting ready to tee off, and the first thing I hear out of his mouth was, "Flip me a couple of sleeves." He said that to his caddy. Caddy goes in the bag, takes out three packs of Titleist golf balls, and to the rear of the first tee at National is Peconic Bay. So Lord Taylor hit six brand-new golf balls in the Peconic Bay for his warm-up while I'm washing the ball that I have to play with. And make a long story short, I was fortunate enough to defeat him, and then I find out I'm playing Piper in the second round. So we're walking down the first fairway, and I said, "What kind of business?" Sandy was his first name. I said, "Sandy, what kind of business you in?" He said, "Well, my family has the aircraft." I said, "Oh, Piper Aircraft. That's what you have." "Yeah," he said, "yeah." So then he says, "Bob, what kind of business you in?" I said, "Sandy, right now all my assets are frozen." He said, "Wow, that's not a good thing." But those are my memories of National Golf Links of America. Wow. And when you poll a lot of people, Danielle, professional, amateurs, players, people that have played everywhere, where's your favorite place to go play? They'll say National Golf Links of America. You need to wear a tie when you sign in. If you go to lunch, the chef comes out and says to you, "Here's what I've prepared for the day." There's no menu, he tells you. And he said, "To get you started, we'll bring out an appetizer, which is a 2.5-pound lobster." That's your appetizer. So that's what it is to go to National. I had a long conversation with Jim Holgreave, the captain of the U.S. squad, and said, please implore on your team that these youngsters are, you know, they're very privileged and they've got to play great places. They're probably never going to play in their lifetime any place that is any more special than National Golf Links of America.
You know, that story, this is wonderful. This reminds me of the member who just remarked that it would be nice if a windmill would be added to the course. And so Charles Blair McDonald, who designed it, went out and bought one in Europe and sent the bill to the member.
Yeah. Well, you know, to this day, there are no dues at National Golf Links of America, no annual dues. What happens is they keep track of the money they spent to operate the golf club and the course and the people at their salaries, and then they divide it up by the members, and they mail out a bill, and the members mail it in. I mean, and here's the other thing that's really fascinating. If I were to inherit $1 billion tomorrow, and I go to the board at National Golf Links and say, "Hey, look, you know, you guys have the best club, and I certainly can afford it now. I'd like to be a member, they would simply say, well, let's take a look and see if you're in the blue book. Oh, sorry, Mr. Bubka, you're not in the blue book. You can't be a member here.
Wow. So you have to be registered like in the, you know, the Royal Registry in Europe, in England, to see whether or not you've actually got a relation to the royalty.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Gotcha.
So maybe you want to check and see if you have that relationship. You and I can join.
Unlikely. I was just looking at the score in the 44th Walker Cup match, and right now, of course, they had the foursomes, Saturday foursomes. They're playing singles in the afternoon. It's different from the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup. But right now, the quote-unquote underdogs are 2.5 to 1.5. They're 1 point ahead of us. Are you surprised?
A little bit, but, you know, it is match play. It's over 18 holes. I had made arrangements for my brother to be there. He was there bright and early this morning. And one thing about the Walker Cup, there's no ropes or whatnot. You walk down the fairway right behind the players. He said it was absolutely fantastic. And he said GB and I was playing very well, and he wasn't surprised, and he was eyeballing it firsthand. So still a long ways to go. I think the talent on the United States squad probably will overtake GB and I by late Sunday afternoon. But it's not a guarantee. I mean, you know, anything can happen, and the spirit in which they play that is fantastic. And you know, I was talking to Jim Holgreave, as I said, the captain, and I started to talk about the founders' locker room they have at National, which is really a special place. Abner Doubleday's locker's down there. General Eisenhower has his name on a locker. Todd Lincoln, Abe Lincoln's grandson. I mean, anybody that's who's who has been a member there, and they don't take the names off the locker room. And last time I played there, I was playing with a member, and he showed me the stairwell to the founders' locker room, and there was a little gold plate on there, no more than an inch or inch and a half, and it just said founders. And he said to me, you see those stairs? If I get caught by a founder member with my foot on the stair, I'd be thrown out of here, and I've been a member 26 years. So I was telling Mr. Holgreave, Captain Holgreave, I should call him, about the founders' locker room, and he says, and guess what? He says, for the matches on Saturday and Sunday, they're letting the U.S. squad have that as their locker room.
Whoa.
And I said, please tell your players, they have no idea how privileged they are to have that as their locker room playing National Golf Links of America.
That is special. You are amazing. The stories that you can tell us. You know, I don't even want to talk about the President's Cup or the FedEx Cup now. This is wonderful. Bob Bubka, thank you so much for being on the show with me this morning. Just fantastic. You are
always
wonderful.
Always a pleasure. And someday I hope to get you to see National Golf Links in person. It certainly is a paradise in the world of golf.
Okay, now I do want to bring up two things. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions, they've renewed their contract for 2 more years. Will you?
I couldn't be more excited about that. Ever since they've had the tournament, they throw the best media party of the year. As I told the people at Hyundai, I consider that the last event of the year because I hate to go to the first event. Well, this year it will not be. It'll be the first in the calendar year. Yeah. But if you go when it was previously, if I were to go to that media party and say, holy mackerel, this is as good as it's going to get for the entire year, I'd be depressed. So I made it my last one, and I'll still do that. But they do one heck of a job, Hyundai, and I'm awfully proud of the fact that Steve Shannon, who I've gotten to meet, one of the main men at Hyundai, and it's great for the tournament. It's great for Maui charities. It's great for the people of Hawaii. I couldn't be happier that Hyundai is going to stay on board at least for the next couple of years.
Yeah, me too, because it means you'll be here and we get to do the show together. But on that note, Pacific Links Hawaii Championship is coming up. at the end of this month, I think it's the 21st, that I'll be doing my show there. And I'm looking forward to, you know, all the guys on the Champions Tour. You've been following, how long, no, I don't want to ask you, that's not a fair question. Let's just say 20 plus years you've been following the PGA Tour closely and the Champions Tour. The guys graduate, so to speak, into the Champions Tour. Will you please join me on the show and we'll talk Champions Tour golf?
Oh, I would be honored to do that. Despite the insult you gave me, we're going to do a Champions Tour event. And, Bob, we know you know all those guys.
It's not an insult.
That I'm long in the tooth.
Good to talk to you, Bob. Talk to you soon, okay?
All right, hon. Take care.
Thank you. You too. We'll be back right after this. Greg Nichols at Coolina, the director of golf, the general manager, will be talking to us about the Aloha Section PGA Hawaii Golf Conference. And Gary McCord and his mustache are coming. He'll be talking at the conference. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Jewel-Eye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Alrighty, and welcome back. We've got some tee times for you. Greg Nichols is calling in right now. Volcano has a 1048. Makalei has an 1124. At Poipu, where there's 25% off the sale rack, there's an 850, a 930, and an 1110. We've got some tee times for you on Maui, and that would be the dunes at Maui Lani. We've got an 823, 1215, Wailea. There's a 1059, and Seabury Hall is playing the Emerald Course. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And, of course, at Ko'olina, you can play this morning at 1040, 1130, 1230. Let's bring in Greg Nichols. You know, we were talking with Bob Bupka. All we got to cover was the Walker Cup. Bob and I could talk for hours. We didn't get to the President's Cup. We didn't get to the FedEx Cup. You know, the Walker Cup is just, he's played there before. He, as a 22-year-old man, he was there on the course playing with some of the very wealthy members. He told us that the founder's locker room, if you're like a 22-year member of the National Golf Links of America, and you are found to have your foot on the stairs to go down to the founder's locker room, you are asked to please go away. And
they
are allowing the U.S. team to use that locker room. So this is, I mean, a special, special time. And a special time is going to be had by all coming up at a couple of events that Greg Nichols, the general manager and the director of golf at Ko'olina, is putting together, has been working on very hard, and I'm looking forward to both of them. Let's talk a little bit first about the Women on Course at Ko'olina, a forum on career, life, and golf. It's an educational half-day program featuring two of the world's really most successful businesswomen in athletics today. Donna Orender, you remember her name? She was the six-year president of the Women's National Basketball Association, top 10 most powerful woman in sports, Newsweek's 100 most influential people in sports. And Susan Whaley, I can't wait to meet her, 2013 Golf Digest top 50 best teacher in America. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Hi, Danielle. It's great to be with you, and we're excited about those events.
Right, and the Aloha Section PGA Golf Conference. Tell us about the Women on Course. Is this open...
Yes, it is. The Women on Course is open to, it's women only, first of all, Danielle. So all the guys, hold on a second, we'll tell them about the conference. But the Women on Course is for women only. And, you know, Danielle, we've got these two outstanding women coming in. You mentioned Susie and Donna. And they are just fantastic speakers. They're great leaders in their field. You're really going to love them. But it's for women like yourself, Danielle. It's for women that lead very successful business-wise. They're busy, and yet they're also trying to find balance between their personal life and also recreation. So it's really kind of a leadership and motivational type of event that they're so excited to have these two women coming for.
Yes, they're coming in, and we've also we have some of our local successful women. Who have, women who have marriages that are successful with children that are doing well, that have careers and that keep them very, very busy. And yet they're managing all of that and hopefully a little golf at the same time, right?
Well, we're going to mix in a little fun for sure. I mean, it is about golf because one of the purposes of this, and the three local speakers that you mentioned, we're very happy to have as well. Meredith Ching is the Senior Vice President for Alexander and Baldwin. We're excited to talk to her about the Kukui'ula Project, which is that fantastic golf course over in Kauai. And then we've got Kim Janala. And Kim, of course, is the former, news anchor that's now the president of the United Way Foundation. And then we've got Sherry Minor McNamara, who's the incoming head of the Chamber of Commerce. And what all the three of these girls share is just as you said, they're combining successful marriages, successful businesses, and they're both very active with various sports. And one of the things that we're trying to do, one of the parts of the conversation is how can we create more opportunities for women to be able to play more golf and get involved in more activities like that? I mean, it's really, we're going to talk a little bit about Title IX and what it's meant for women in sports, what type of opportunities have opened up, but what challenges are still existing, because there still are for women, being able to, have some of the same opportunities that maybe men's been. Certainly golf has traditionally been a men's sport.
Yes, absolutely. And in some ways it still is. I mean, sometimes you see things where, it's all men. I think someone, I saw a tweet that at the National Golf Links of America, the conversation, the opening day ceremonies, all men. There were no women present. And
there you go.
It's just a perfect example. We've just started a chapter of the Executive Women's Golf Association, and it is finalized, and we're going to have our website pretty soon for you to. This is for women who have not played the game, but are want to network in the business world, and we've gotten over 30 members already. Women in real estate, women in law, women in lots of different fields, and some who don't know at all how to play. And that's what we're trying to get, more and more women who don't know the game but want to get into the game. And now we should really open it up to the guys, right? Because for the guys and the ladies, you're invited to, there's the Hawaii Golf Industry Conference, the Aloha Section PGA Hawaii Golf Industry Conference. I love these conferences that you put together. Great speakers.
Thank you.
Larry Gilhooly. Larry Gilhooly is someone I have talked about for years, and he's coming back.
He's a wonderful guy.
Larry's
a great friend with the USGA. He's the Western Regional Director for more turfgrass, but Larry's so much more than that. He's got a long career, and he's probably one of the most connected guys I know in the game. Good player, and he's always wonderful to listen to, his passion and his enthusiasm for trying to grow the game. And that's really the purpose of this conference, Danielle, again, with the Aloha Section PGA. This is for the PGA Foundation, but it is an opportunity to bring together all the various elements of the golf industry, the media, the professionals, the superintendents, the general managers, the sales and marketing. But we also invite people from other sectors, tourism, real estate, sales and marketing, hotel, hospitality, etc., because anybody that really loves the game and cares about the game should come to this conference. It is open to the public. It's not a lot of people here industry, and they think, oh, you have to be in the industry to come. No. And one of the key speakers that I'm really excited about is Gary McCord and Dave Barr. Both Gary and Dave Barr are going to be fantastic. Gary's probably one of the most entertaining guys, I think, in the game, at least for broadcasters.
Absolutely. I had no idea that he played for 23 years without a single win.
He likes to tell that story on himself. He's the most successful non-winning player, but, he makes fun of himself, and I mean, that's what, you kind of need to do in the game anyway.
Yeah, well, he's got a license plate that boasts no wins. You've got to have a sense of humor to do that, right?
Well, he's going to give us a golf clinic, too, so I don't know whether we should pay attention or not.
I think we should pay attention if you manage to stay on tour for 23 years.
he is. But you know who else, Danielle? He's a very good friend, and he's really been an important part of Hawaii State Junior Golf. He's done so many things behind the scenes for us. He's one of the most genuinely nicest people in the game is Dave Marr. And a lot of people who know him through the Golf Channel as an announcer, Dave is the son of a PGA champion, Dave Marr, who worked under Claude Harmon, partnered in the Ryder Cup with Arnold Palmer. And if you could take a few minutes and talk to Dave, Dave is like Bob Butka in talking golf stories where it's just endless. The anecdotes that Dave has are just so wonderful about the game.
Oh, I'd love
to. He's going to be the moderator this year, so I'm going to ask him to share some of his anecdotes if he has the time.
Yeah, I'd love to. If you could put me in touch with him, that would be wonderful. He's the son of the 1965 PGA Championship winner, 65 Ryder Cup captain, and 81 Ryder Cup captain, Dave Marr. David Marr III, the moderator from Golf Channel. We've got Gary McCord from Golf Channel, and we've got Larry Gilhooly from the director of Green Section Northeast, and Donna Orender will be there, so, guys, if you feel left out, you couldn't be a part of that. And Susie Whaley will also be a part of this. This is a great conference. This is open to the public. It'll be at that gorgeous facility called the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, right? I mean,
well, it's Royal Hawaiian Golf Club, and we'd like to thank Pacific Links. This is the week of the Pacific Links Championship, Danielle. We want to encourage people to go out there because it's really Pacific Links helped open up their clubhouse for this event, make this event possible. So we really got to thank Mike Akane and Rudy Anderson and Sean Gobin and all the good folks over there.
Yes, and Sean Gobin will be on my show when I do it from the Pacific Links Championship. Last year, I saw Gary McCord. He was playing, or at least he was on site.
Well, we've got two guys, actually, Danielle, that they've invited this year, and Gary McCord and Ian Baker Finch, who, the British Open champion, is going to tee it up this year. Ian was originally going to be part of the conference, but unfortunately, his plane is arriving at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, and that's the date of the conference, Tuesday, September 17th. And if anybody wants to sign up, all they have to do is go on to the Aloha Section PGA website to register.
Yeah, it's aspga.com. aspga.com. Go on, register, and you could come to the conference if you don't have all day. You come to the conference, I think it ends around 1:30, 2 o'clock, and then if you do have time, you can play, I think it's 9 holes, and then have a banquet at the end. So it's a full day. It's a great opportunity. And then if you want to sign up for the women's conference, we go, don't we go to Ko'olina?
You go right to Ko'olina.com. And by the way, I was glad to hear you mention about the Executive Women's Golf Association. That will be one of the subjects. We'll talk a little bit about that. But, you know, we tried to put something together for that about 8 years ago, Danielle. So I'm thrilled to see that get started up again. And again, we really are trying to encourage more women to get into the game, because we know that women are the fabric of not only our families, but really a society. And for the game of golf, it's just so important that they play, because then we know the guys will have an opportunity to play more, and most importantly, the kids will be brought out to the golf course even more. And that's what we're trying to, that's really what we're trying to do, is grow the game of golf.
Excellent. It's so good. I'm really glad that you got on the show with me this morning. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to being at both conferences, looking forward to the Hawaii Pacific Links Championship and seeing you probably that whole week, right?
You wait. Hey, well, let's hang out. Hey, Danielle, there's no one I'd rather hang out with more. And thank you for everything that you do for the game, Danielle. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Give my best to Rick.
I will do that. Thank you. And we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome to the show again. We're having a wonderful day. You know, I was surprised. I expected a little rain over the Mocha sections, as was forecast, with hot temperatures like we've had over the week, and maybe easterly winds to 10 miles per hour, something like that. And I woke up and it seems to be pouring. At least the rain over the Mocha sections, that's the mountains in Hawaii, we call them Mocha sections, it's coming over the city, and it's very interesting, and it's making the air conditioning systems work so much better. Have you noticed that? When it's hot, the air conditioning is just so-so, but when it's cold, it's like gangbusters. So air conditioning is roaring. One of my favorite people is on the show with me this morning, and the last time we spoke together, he had just come back from a trip to Israel. Senior writer, Golf Week magazine, 7 years worked at the PGA Tour and World Golf Hall of Fame. He's the author of Dean Beeman, Golf's Driving Force. I recommend it. He has a master's in journalism from Columbia University. I'm jealous that he went to Columbia. He's a graduate school of journalism. Welcome to the show, Adam Shupak.
Hi. Danielle, thanks for having me. Great to be with you today.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. You know, that trip to Israel was really something. You went with Hunter Mahan, Michael Thompson, Amy Alcott, Sean Foley. This past year, you sent a note to me. We were talking about having you on the show. And you said you've been writing too many obits for good people in golf who've left too soon, including, of course, Bev Norwood and Bill Campbell. Bill Campbell lived a very long life. Didn't he live to be 90?
He did, and he was, you know, one of the last remaining giants in amateur golf and an even better person. You know, just they called him a professional at being an amateur, and, you know, he was a guy who at age 15 played in his first U.S. amateur, 1938, made 37 appearances in the event, spanned six decades, and then finally won it at age 41 in 1964.
That's really something. I mean, the man, he came from the time when being an amateur player was actually more prestigious than being a professional player, right?
He did, and he really kind of personified that gentleman golfer, but he realized that a new era was coming, and he was actually very influential in convincing Jack Nicklaus, who really planned to be a career amateur, follow the Bob Jones model, that was his idol, and said to Jack, you know, you really need to turn pro. You're going to be, you know, everybody's going to be, you know, kind of taking advantage of you, and you have such capabilities, and it was a real, you know, turning point for Jack and made him think, you know what, maybe I do need to consider turning pro.
Yeah, and, be in charge of your destiny rather than, you know, it's... Like you said, a lot of people are going to try to take advantage of you. Turn pro and be in charge of your destiny. Another tweet that I read from you, Mega Couch Potato Weekend, pro in college football, Yanks, Bo Sox, U.S. Open tennis, Walker Cuff. It's tough to beat that lineup. You know, I'm glad because with the rain, it gives me an excuse to stay home. Just watching the Walker Cup on Golf Channel, even though it's going to be slow, okay, let's start that from the gate. The golf isn't going to be quick, but the views are going to be perfect. So if they do it kind of like the European Tour coverage, where they say very little, but you see all these beautiful scenes like we saw in Switzerland, it's going to be great.
Well, my good friend Alistair Tate is covering that event for Golf Week, and he is, you know, he is always against slow play as I am, and he tweeted this morning that the pace has been pretty good and the PGA Tour players should take note.
Ah.
So maybe it won't be so bad.
Ah, that's good to hear. The college players aren't copying those PGA Tour players. That would make my heart sing because I want golf to be successful to the newcomer. And sometimes when the newcomer watches something like long rulings, and I don't want to, you know, get on anybody's case, but it's just slow play. It's like, come on, I can't get this person to keep watching if we don't pick up the pace.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. You know, this is the off week for the PGA Tour, but golf fans, with all those great options you mentioned to watch this week, should not be sleeping and missing the Walker Cup. It's a great event. It dates back even before the Ryder Cup, and it's at one of the top venues in the United States. It's great to see National Golf Links of America be in the spotlight this week. And, you know, that's where the Walker Cup began. So going back to its roots, and I had a chance to play there earlier this year.
Ah.
And so much of the history of golf architecture, really, that was kind of the first golf course in America that took some of the traits of the classic design of Scotland and England over here.
I was talking with Bob Bupka at the start of the show. He played there when he was 22. He was telling me stories about the place. As always, you know, Bob is just a wealth of information, including that if you're a member, even if you've been a member for over 20 years, if you step on the founder's locker room steps down, you're asked to leave. You're not allowed to be in the founder's locker room, nor are you allowed to put your foot on its steps. I think that's great. I also think it's great that the guy who wanted said, oh, by the way, Charles, the fellow who designed the course, Charles Blair McDonald, Charles, you know, we really ought to have a windmill on this course. It would look lovely, don't you think? So, yeah, sure, Charles went out into Europe, he got himself a windmill, brought it back, put it on the course, and sent the bill to the member who suggested it.
I know, I love that story.
I do too. It's priceless. Which is your favorite hole? I mean, the holes are Sahara, Alps, Redan, St. Andrews, Bottle. I'm not sure why. Eden, which one do you like?
Yeah, it's tough to pick. The one thing that sticks in my mind is the very first hole. It's only about, you know, 320. But the green is, if anyone makes a putt of more than 5 feet, it's pure luck because it was one of the toughest, scariest greens I've ever played on. And I kind of want to see how guys go after that, whether they're gonna try to drive it or lay up. There's certainly a lot of drivable holes. There's, you know, one of the classic Redan par threes is the fourth, and I I think I kind of like number three, because that's the one I birdied.
I would like it, too. That would be the Alps. Adam Shupak is with Golf Week. He is the senior writer at Golf Week. Adam Shupak is going to be at BMW Championship next weekend. That's the last chance to be one of the 30 golfers to make it to the Tour Championship. Before we talk a bit about BMW Championship, I liked your story on Valspar, stepping in for the Tampa Tour spot. It used to be Transitions, right?
Yeah, they're painting the town red, that's for sure. It looked like the Tampa event wasn't going to make it, and Puerto Rico was ready to step in and take finally have a standalone event week in March. But congrats to the tour for at the last minute they kept pushing back this deadline, and I guess right before the September 1st deadline, they had a very positive meeting in Tampa last Friday, and boom, this week they're able to announce a week later that Tampa will be back with Valspar, and they even have a presenting sponsor, BB&T, and so four more years of golf at Innsbruck, a course that the pros rave about.
Yeah, they do love it. But I think what's more interesting is, Puerto Rico, always in the shadows of that World Golf Championship event, wanted standalone status. It doesn't look like they're ever going to get it. They're always going to be a stepchild.
Things are, changed, but yeah, definitely a blow to them, because I think they felt that they've been waiting. They had the financing ready. See Puerto Rico was ready to step up and help with the financing to go from a kind of a second tier event to having their own solo spot in the schedule, and so their tournament chairman Sidney Wolf. He kind of made some allusions to, we might have to have some conversations with the European Tour, and the European Tour's lost another event, so, they have some holes in the schedule, and I think it makes a lot of sense with so many of their players already playing over in the States that it would seem to be a really good fit to do something, maybe timed around a major.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, just very good to read about it. At the BMW Championship next weekend, there are people who are, the top 70 have gotten in, and now we're going to whittle down 40 guys. 40 are going to get chopped, and we'll have the top 30 in the Tour Championship. Do you think Ian Poulter is going to make it?
Yeah, I think he has a good shot. He cost himself a number of positions by struggling on the last hole of the final day at Deutsche Bank. He was going to have a real top finish, and then had a bogey on the last that dropped him back a little bit. It's going to fluctuate a lot, but he's a guy who, when push comes to shove, usually can step up and play well in those big spots. And, he's a guy who's always worried about his world ranking, and nothing will do more than to get into that tour championship with all the top players.
Yeah, my system went down, the internet connection, so I was going to look at who's at the bottom. Did you have a list?
Number 70, just sneaking in, was Ernie Els. Just, percentage points, or just a few points ahead of Ryan Palmer, who was 71. And it does go to show that, a birdie or two, every stroke really counts on the PGA Tour as far as, making it all the way to the chance for the big bucks. The road to East Lake.
Yes, and what about Conway Farms, the course?
Yeah, this is the first time that the BMW, when it's played in Chicago, won't be at Cog Hill. It had been there since 1991, and an opportunity for Conway Farms, a Tom Fazio design from 1991. It's about 35 miles north of downtown, and it's had a couple of big events, most notably the 97 NCAA. Held the Western Am in 09 and the Mid-Amateur just a few years ago. It's not particularly long. It's only going to play 7,100 yards and change. And I think the practice rounds are going to be really important for these guys to come in early in the week and try to get a feel for this course. Big advantage to Luke Donald. This is his home course. He's helped champion bringing this event to Conway Farms, and he's number 54 in the Cup. So he's going to need a big week. He recently changed to working with Chuck Cook, who's helped Jason Duffner win a major recently. And so Luke Donald, I think, a guy to watch for.
Yeah, and I understand that he's under. He was probably one of the only people, the only voices to say, "Let's go there." Yeah, it's a lot of pressure to live up to. It's a terrific event. The FedEx Cup has really turned into exactly what they wanted it to be, hasn't it?
You know, it's worked very well in bringing the top players together this time of year. You know, to see last week number 1, 2, and 3 in the standings, the Tiger, Phil, and Adam Scott. I mean, what more can you ask for? The only, you know, this time of year, people are starting to think about football. Last Saturday, even though those guys were playing together, I think a lot of sports fans were thinking this is the kickoff for college football. It kind of works nicely that this week is an off week, that they don't have to go up against the premiere of the NFL season. But, you know, yeah, I think it's been really cool to bring the players together. We've seen some great golf. You know, in the driver's seat right now is Henrik Stenson, who's, you know, just oozing with confidence. 5 top 3 finishes in his last 6 starts, and see if he can keep it going.
It's interesting looking at my system came back. Ben Crane is in this top 70, and he has so much potential. We just have not seen him really come out to the fore lately. And is his game better?
I didn't think Ben Crane was in the top 120. Made it to the.
Did he not make it to the 70? Okay, I wonder why.
I think he was 125, but he had an injury and pulled out of Barclays.
Okay, there you go. See, I'm so glad that I've got everything from Adam Shupak and not from Danielle.
but Ben Crane, you know, he's the one guy in the scene group who hasn't come up big of late. But you know, I think he's certainly a talented player. And hopefully he'll play faster.
Yeah, it would be nice, wouldn't it? I think he thinks too much. That's what most of the people who play slow, it just works against you, because in the thinking process, you think about what you're doing, and you start doubting yourself, you start over, it's just a very dangerous habit to get into. I think the guys who stop thinking about it and just go for it, they're so refreshing. It's like Brent Snedeker. I love watching Brent Snedeker play golf. He's just, there's no hesitation, and he's got a great attitude. He gets up to the putt, makes one, just checks it out, then goes. There's not a lot of it. Yeah.
I wish I could be so decisive over a putt, and most of these guys probably wish they could too. I mean, he's pretty special the way he does that. Another guy, you know, that is really fun to watch is Jordan Spieth, and I imagine you've talked a little bit about him on the program and making the President's Cup. But
nope,
you know, this is a guy who was playing Thursday qualifiers just to get in events with no status here, and I love his aggressive style. Had a couple 65 to make playoffs, and then showed, hey, I can even go lower on Monday with 62.
Actually, the President's Cup is my next point of business with you. And since you bring it up, let's just go right through it. Tiger Woods, Brent Snedeker, Phil Mickelson, Matt Kuchar, Jason Duffner, Keegan Bradley, Steve Stricker, Bill Haas, Hunter Mahan, Zach Johnson made the team on their own. Picks, Webb Simpson, Jordan Spieth. Let's start off with, what did you think of the two picks?
Well, I'm really happy to see Fred Couples go with Jordan Spieth. I think he's going to be kind of the U.S. version of Charlie Hull, which he did for the European Solheim team. You know, just to have a young guy in there who's hungry and wants to be there, who's been playing incredibly well, 8 top tens, won the John Deere Classic, almost won at Wyndham. I just love his aggressive style. I think he's going to be perfect for this event. I think he's hungry and, you know, guy who just loves being in that big spot, which, you know, some of these guys, especially at that age, it's pretty rare to see that type of feelings that he has about trying to win and being able to convert. So I thought that was great. Webb Simpson, Fred Couples made it pretty clear even before the pick that, you know, Webb Simpson just missed out. He was number 11 in the standings. He had been in the top 10 the entire time and then got bounced when Steve Stricker finished second at Deutsche to move up. And it was almost a match play competition between Zach Johnson and Webb, and it took Zach Johnson making a 26-foot birdie putt on the last hole. How clutch is that to make the team on the number? So you know, I think he could have gone with Dustin Johnson, maybe a little better match play guy, maybe playing a little better than Webb Simpson, who talked about a neck injury bothering him. But you know, Webb Simpson played pretty well the last time. And again, you know, I don't think Freddie could go wrong. The U.S. side is very strong. Every guy in the top 50 that made the team.
Yes, international team, Adam Scott, Jason Day, Charles Schwartzel, Ernie Els, Louis Oosthuizen, Hideki Matsuyama, Brandon Grace, Graham Dillette, Richard Sterney, Angel Cabrera, Brenda De Jong, and Mark Leishman. What did you think of those two picks, De Jong and Leishman?
Yeah, I felt Nick Price, you know, he faced a difficult choice too in his two picks, and really came down to three guys, and the odd man out being Tim Clark.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think Tim Clark, you know, he's kind of a big game hunter. I've seen him beat Tiger Woods in the match play. I really like Tim Clark's game in this type of event. I thought Leishman was a solid pick because he makes a lot of birdies. He really played well this year in big events, almost, you know, was right in it at the Masters. And DeJong is a fellow Zimbabwean, and he really impressed with his consistency. And Nick Price said, you know, he thinks he's a guy who's ready to break through. I like Brendan's game. He certainly gets a lot of top 10. He doesn't have a win yet, and I think this will be a great experience for him to be on this team. I just think Tim Clark had that veteran experience that I think I might have gone with him.
Who would you pair Hideki Matsuyama with?
That's a good question. I really like his game. I think he could go with a lot of different players, but I think he could be good with Ernie Els. Played well with Rio, so he has that experience playing with a Japanese player in this competition. And you know, I think if the international side is going to win this, they're going to need a lot of success from Ernie. And Ernie hasn't had that great a year, and so maybe Hideki Matsuyama could give him a little bit of a, you know, give him a jolt of energy, and the two of them could work well together.
Let me ask you an easy question. I'm sure you've given this a lot of thought. Jordan Spieth, who would you put Jordan Spieth up against, first of all, in singles?
Oh, wow. Well, I was already tweeting that I thought it would be cool if he played Hideki Matsuyama.
Okay.
I think that could be a pretty neat match, uh-huh. Those two young up-and-comers going head-to-head and see how that plays out.
Yeah, that would be. And now, how about Tiger Woods? Who would you pair Jordan Spieth with? I was just thinking out loud. Would it be Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, or Keegan Bradley?
Well, Mickelson was the one who sent the text to Freddie saying, dude, you got to pick this guy after Spieth shot the 62 on Monday, paired with Phil. But Phil, I think, has got to be with Keegan. So, you know, Stricker made the team. He always goes pretty well with Tiger Woods. So
but they didn't play well last time.
That's true.
You know,
true.
They didn't play well last time. I think they're, like, done with doing that. I just don't see that as being a good idea at all. I think something that needs to be a new mix, something, a charge, you know. I just don't understand that part. I put Jordan Spieth with Tiger Woods, actually. I think it'd be very interesting. I think it would be good for Tiger, actually, more than Jordan.
That could be cool. I'm also hearing that Jason Duffner and Tiger Woods could be a good pairing.
Ah, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Good. Very nice. All right. And how about, let's see, would you put Zach Johnson with anyone in particular in a pairing? Like Webb Simpson and Zach Johnson, for instance?
Well, Webb mentioned that he likes to play with Bill Haas. They both went to Wake, and they play a lot of practice rounds together, so those guys might work out. Zach played with, I watched him with Duffner last time at the Ryder Cup, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were paired together again.
And Couples, Freddie Couples, the captain, listens to what the players want, doesn't he?
Yeah, Freddie, you know, he's been successful as the captain of this event. He just seems to make the right choices. I don't know how he does it, but it all seems to work out for Freddie always.
Yeah, okay. One final thing, on the United States team versus international team in singles, would you put Tiger Woods up against Adam Scott?
I think that would be fantastic. And that's one of the things that, you know, I really like about the President's Cup versus the Ryder Cup is that the two captains, you know, it's more of an event where you're watching and seeing how the captains decide who to take. And you can kind of make the matchups that we want to see. I feel like in the Ryder Cup last year, we didn't get that, you know, Tiger Rory. We didn't get some of the matchups that we really like to get because they submit them, you know, kind of on a ballot. And then that's just how it is. You know, you just put a guy in the four slot and he faces the other guy that's listed in the four slot. And I think the President's Cup has improved upon that system, and that it would behoove the Ryder Cup and the PGA and European golf to agree on that as well.
And we've got to watch out for Jason Day because he wants to win.
And he knows that course. He lives right there in Ohio and plays there frequently, so I think that gives him a bit of a leg up.
Yeah. Adam Shupak, thanks so much for being on the show, Golf Week senior writer. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Anytime, Danielle. Have a good one.
You too. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuleye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, and you can always listen to the show. It's archived. I think there's like 8 years. That's when we started using this particular server. RadioGolfClub.com. RadioGolfClub.com. You can listen to it live if you're at your desk and you feel like listening to it when we're on, or you can listen to it anytime you feel like it. You can also listen to it at iTunes, or you can listen to it at Stitcher Radio. Stitcher's fun, and it doesn't take up any of, it doesn't mess up your podcast, you know, or your take memory. A lot of people don't like that, so they don't subscribe to an RSS feed. Enough of that. Enough of all the talk that we talk about these things like the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup, the FedEx Cup, the Walker Cup, special. but you hear about it everywhere. One thing about Alex Myers, the associate editor at Golf Digest magazine, a self-proclaimed fantasy sports guru, fan of the Knicks, the Giants, the Yankees, and Wake Forest, he writes one of my favorite golf magazine columns called The Grind. It comes out on Tuesday. It's at golfdigest.com, and it's a little bit of the different things in golf. There's so much that doesn't get talked about because it's not the headline-grabbing stuff. Although there's a lot of stuff in Alex Meyer's column that could grab the headlines. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Hey, Danielle. Good to be here. Thanks.
Did you know, if you're a fantasy sports guru, did you know there's a fantasy football insurance program to protect your fantasy football team, but you pay cash for it?
You know, I didn't know that, actually, but the way my draft went the other night, maybe that's something I should have looked into.
I'm serious. You pay cash, because I guess there's a lot of money at stake in fantasy football, right? And
yeah, sure.
And if something happens to your team, you need some insurance. I heard about it on Market Watch on NPR. It's just funny that somebody would actually go out and insure their fantasy football team, pay cash for it. So, are you watching the Walker Cup?
You know, I'm actually haven't been yet. Hopefully, I'll get to see it wrap up tomorrow. I know they're out there at National Golf Links, of course, one of the great courses in the country, and we have a couple guys there, Ryan Harrington, who I'm sure you know, and Brendan Moeller, and they're kind of covering the action for us out there this week. But yeah, I'd love to get out to that course sometime. Just not going to happen this weekend, unfortunately.
Right. I'm going to watch it on Golf Channel just because.
Yeah,
Bob Bupka says he wants to get me over there. You know, that'll be a bucket list item. But the idea of being able to go to the National Golf Links of America, that's not something you get invited to every day. So I'm just going to watch it on television. Now, you wrote a couple of stories, and I'm just going to go down. Do you think Tiger Woods is overcoached like Brandel Chambly thinks? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, I didn't, but Brandel made a very compelling case that he is. I've always questioned, maybe why has Tiger made so many changes? Why has he switched instructors? Why has he, taken those years kind of off his career to kind of, work on his game?
And yeah.
When things are going, they always say if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
But, Tiger just, he doesn't seem to adhere to that motto. And maybe that's just the way he is. That's just his nature. Of course, he's done this a couple times and, both times people have said, oh, he's done. He's not going to come back from this. And he has. He has obviously had a great run under Butch Harmon. And, of course, he was great under Hank Haney. It didn't end well, but certainly his winning percentage under Haney was better than under anybody. And now, of course, he moved to Sean Foley. And, the wins are starting to pile up, but just not the majors. And, he's so talented. I think he could take any teacher's philosophies and incorporate them into his game and be successful. But, again, it's odd to see all the time and effort he's put in to kind of when, what he's been doing has been pretty successful.
A lot of people say that they don't even tell Tiger what to do. They just watch. That Tiger's really his own coach, his own swing coach in a way.
Right. I mean, that's the thing with Tiger. He's always studied the game and he's studied instruction and different techniques and he knows as much about the golf swing as anyone, but, these guys, even at that level, they just like to have a second set of eyes, I think, really kind of watch him. And I think that's where, unless you're actually in that session, even Brandel Chambly, who's as plugged in as anyone out there, unless he's actually in a session with Tiger and Sean Foley, I don't think anyone really knows exactly what's going on, how much coaching there is versus how much just kind of, reassurance maybe. Brandel certainly pointed out Tiger doing drills during his warm-ups during the PGA Championship, but sticking a glove under his armpit and kind of doing practice drills that you would see kind of a beginner doing, and that was a little alarming, I think. But for the most part, it's probably just he needs reassurance. He likes to have Sean there to kind of make sure he's going in the right direction.
Why do you think he's not able to do what he used to do at a major? What is it about Saturday and Sunday?
It's really beyond anyone, I think, right now at this point. Certainly, he's proven that in the other tour events, he's just as dominant now as he ever was. I mean, until these last two playoff events, he'd won 5 out of 7 stroke play events that weren't majors. I mean, that's just, that's an incredible, that's like a good free throw percentage, for an NBA player. You just don't see guys win at that rate. But certainly in the majors now, it's 5 years in a row, and I really wouldn't even count 2010 or maybe even 2011 as much. because he certainly was making changes and not playing as well. But with the way he's played this year, it is mystifying that he wasn't able to come through in any of the majors. Of course, the Masters, he had the bad break off the flagstick. But certainly, he still was in position to contend on Sunday at Augusta and at Muirfield, and he didn't come through. And it's, you know, we're not used to seeing Tiger Woods come out wearing his Sunday red and bogeying three of the first six holes and kind of falling behind. I think he's put a lot of pressure on himself, and especially in those events. And I think he just needs to get one to get back over the hump, kind of like he needed to get a win to get back over the hump. But certainly it didn't happen this year, and I'm sure he's very disappointed. I'm sure he can't wait to tee up at Augusta in April.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch him on television, too, because to me, when I'm watching, it's like he's not going to do good. There's something in his body language. There's something about the way he strikes the ball. You can feel it.
Right. Whereas you used to feel that it was inevitable he was going to come through and he was going to win. You know, even at Torrey Pines in 2008, facing a 15-footer for birdie there, you know, you knew he was going to make it. And he just kind of used to be able to will himself to win these big events and make those clutch putts. And certainly on Saturday, he's been doing those on Thursday and Friday at the majors, but certainly that Saturday and Sunday, and obviously, you know, that's kept him from the pursuit of Mr. Nicholas.
Absolutely. It's like making the cut has become the ultimate driving machine. I'm going to make the cut. After that, I don't care. Johnny Miller, you know, this is interesting because, of course, if you hadn't heard, the USGA has gone with Fox, no longer NBC. Johnny Miller works for NBC and won't be doing like the U.S. Open. What's Johnny Miller going to do?
Well, you know, he was pretty noncommittal about his future. After he still has his contract runs out with NBC at the end of 2015, and certainly NBC will still broadcast golf in 2015. It just won't be broadcast in the U.S. Open anymore, which obviously was its, you know, big event that it had every year, and it's had for the past two decades, but certainly Fox will take over in 2015, meaning that this next U.S. Open at Pinehurst next year will be the last that NBC is broadcasting, the last that Johnny Miller is broadcasting, unless something crazy happens and Fox somehow scoops him up. So, you know, listening to him talk about it, he really hasn't come out and said too much about losing the deal. He's expressed disappointment, but listening to him talk about it the other day on a conference call, it was really kind of sad because you could tell how much this event means to him. Certainly, it always meant a lot to him as a player. I mean, that's kind of how his career was defined, by winning the 1973 U.S. Open. And,
exactly.
And since, you know, his broadcast career, everybody knows him, obviously, as a broadcaster now, but it's really the U.S. Open where the casual golf fan gets to listen to him and really gets to enjoy him. And, you know, a lot of people don't like his style, very critical, but most people, I think, do. And whether you like him or not, you certainly like to listen to him. And it's kind of sad that he won't be doing the U.S. Open past that. And, you know, you have to wonder if he's not going to be able to do the U.S. Open, if he's still going to really want to stick around and do the other events.
But maybe he'll go to Fox.
Maybe. You never know. I mean, they've already reached out to Greg Norman, who obviously, you know, is kind of a big voice himself. And maybe I think they're thinking that maybe he's kind of a younger Johnny Miller, could kind of take over that role and be critical of some of the guys, but certainly he hasn't accepted that yet either. But you know, they're going to have to line up some good guys. Right now, Fox doesn't cover any golf, so they're really starting from scratch right now.
I can't imagine Greg Norman being a commentator. You know why? I can't imagine Greg Norman being at the beck and call of a schedule on television.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you picture him out on a yacht somewhere in the, you know, the middle of the Pacific Ocean, you know, doing whatever he wants to do. But
and on a whim, because it's a business deal, I'm going to go to Timbuktu, you know? I mean, I don't want to have to be anywhere. I can't. Now, speaking of not being able to be some places, I didn't think of Dancing with the Stars as having gone through 17 seasons. Seriously? That's hard to believe. But I guess Paula Creamer really wants to be on Dancing with the Stars. You had a column about it.
Yeah, she really does. She was a dancer growing up, and she was actually a gymnast, she said, until she got too tall to kind of do that, and that's kind of when she got into golf. But she really does want to do that show, and it really doesn't work out with the way the LPGA schedule comes out. You know, the LPGA has had a more sparse schedule the last couple of years, but the meat of the schedule is still kind of starting in March when one of the seasons of Dancing with the Stars is, and then the other one is in the fall when they go on this big tour of Asia, really, with some of the more lucrative events. And of course, they have the Evian Masters next week, their fifth major. So, you know, I don't know if it's in the cards for Paul unless you really sacrifice and kind of miss some of those big tournaments. And I'm sure she could criticize for that. But
absolutely. She can do it when she's in her 30s or 40s and she decides that she...
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
Dancing is another one of those things that you can do until you're 80, as long as you stay in shape. And, of course, she's in great shape. I saw the picture that you had that was part of the story. She's doing a handstand at St. Andrews. That was glorious.
Yeah, when I heard that she was a gymnast growing up, that picture made a little more sense. That was pretty impressive. But we'll see. We'll see how long that show goes. You know, the only reason why I'm being honest, I don't watch the show, believe it or not.
Oh, no, I don't either.
My parents do, though. I think they've watched all the seasons. And, you know, hopefully that show will keep going long enough for her to, I guess, achieve another dream and maybe get to...
If it's gone 17 seasons and as many people keep watching it, it's truly amazing. You know, if I had time, maybe, you know?
Right.
I was interested in this one, though, that this, I am so irritated by In the Hole. In the Hole.
Right.
And to tell you the truth, it sounds like the same person. Have you noticed that? It's like, wow, why is it saying Screaming in the Hole sounds like the same person? What does he do, travel around to all these events? I love Mashed Potatoes. That was some young kid who wanted his mom to hear him on television, right? So he said mashed potatoes. Baba Booey really got things going. What was it about Ian Poulter? He wanted to taser everyone who ever said anything, huh?
Yeah, Poulter, certainly there have been a lot of guys who have, you know, kind of voiced displeasure at this growing trend, I guess, of fans screaming out stuff. But Poulter was the most vocal, obviously. As he usually is on most things, though. So it's kind of, you know, it's tough to tell if he's really serious or not.
I know.
But that was probably a little extreme, maybe, calling for them.
Taser the fans. That's a great idea. Down with you.
But if you thought it cost you, winning a tournament or, you know, a few $100,000, I'm sure we'd be pretty upset as well.
Yeah, good point. Good point, yes.
Yeah.
But I hear in your article you say that not everybody's upset by that noise.
No, it doesn't seem like they are, and it seems kind of like, you know, it's one of these generational things. Poulter kind of falls in the middle. You know, he's not old, I wouldn't say, but certainly he's not one of the younger players. But it seems like the younger players don't mind it as much. Maybe it's just that they've been accustomed to it since they've been on tour. They've been hearing
In the Hole since Tiger Woods has been,
right? Exactly.
For the last 12 years?
Right, I'd say the last maybe 10, 12 years, so... You know, maybe those guys are just kind of used to it, and at least, or maybe they don't want to sound like they're whining about it, but it seemed like the younger players certainly aren't as upset about it as maybe some of the veterans.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. It's the old farts that can't handle it.
That's right.
All righty. Now, have you done any fantasy golf picks with the President's Cup yet? Like, what?
You know, I don't know if there is much to do with the President's Cup. That would be interesting.
Well, you know, picking your favorite pairing against the other side, and you could do all kinds of things.
You could. It'd be one of those things. It'd be easier once you see the matchups. Unfortunately, we don't get to see those matchups.
Yeah. Well, first you have to be the one that picks the right matchups. See.
Right. That would be tough. I think we can kind of look at the U.S. team and maybe predict who some of the teams are going to be. But, you just never know. But, that should be a fun event. You know, I feel bad for the President's Cup, obviously, because, you know, the Ryder Cup obviously gets so much more attention.
Right.
But, you know, the President's Cup, at least for the U.S., it's the same players, it's the same stars. You don't get... You know, other sports like tennis with the Davis Cup or the Fed Cup, you don't get the star players in those events all the time. So golf is kind of fortunate. You know Phil is going to play. You know Tiger's going to play.
That's right.
And, you know, it's you know, it's a great event. It's just different than, you know, golf's such an individual event. But for 1 week a year, we get this great team competition, and, you know, you root for your country or whatever, or just root to see good golf. It's definitely an exciting week. And being at Muirfield Village, certainly one of the favorite courses of all the tour players.
Right. I'm going with Scott versus Tiger.
Matsuyama. Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be fun.
That'd be fun. Matsuyama versus Spieth.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson versus Schwartzel.
Mm.
And Mickelson versus Cabrera.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, those would be fun matches.
They'd be fun matches. Indeed, they would. Now, when you put the grind, I'm talking with Alex Myers. He's associate editor, Golf Digest, and he has a column on Tuesday that you must check out. It's at golfdigest.com. You simply have to, because he puts together all these very interesting little snippets that you didn't know happened. I mean, I didn't know happened. And if I'm reading all this golf stuff all week long, you always surprise me.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's
thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, In the past, I did kind of more of a fantasy-focused column, and, you know, in discussion, it just seemed like it was kind of a small audience I was really reaching, and I wanted to, you know, kind of expand it and, you know, make it fun, make it different than maybe what you do see out there on some of the other sites or in the magazine, and, you know, by just bringing a bunch of stuff together, kind of throwing it together, kind of, you know, so you don't have to do the work, I kind of find some of the good stuff and put our own little spin on it. And, yeah, it's been a lot of fun this year. Hopefully we can continue it for years to come.
You know, I don't know if it's a small audience on this fantasy thing. Certainly not in football. I think there's something like...
Not in football.
32 million people play fantasy football?
Jeez, that's amazing.
Yeah.
No, certainly fantasy football is you know, taken over. And, you know, baseball's close, probably. Football's certainly number one, but I think golf, you know, more people are getting into it.
They are.
Kind of, you know, it's kind of a way to, if you weren't going to really watch, you know, say the John Deere Classic that weekend, you know, maybe you do tune in if you have, you know, Jordan Spieth in your lineup heading into the final round or something. You know, I think the great thing about fantasy sports is, you know, it gets people to pay more attention to that sport and to tune in. And, you know, I don't see anything wrong with that. Certainly, you know, you got, again, it's kind of a generational gap, too. You got a lot of, older guys, maybe, well, I don't want to play that. I can just watch the games. I can just watch the tournaments. And that's fine, you know. But I certainly think it adds something. I don't think it takes anything away if you do participate.
The problem with me is that when I do fantasy anything, I lose.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of luck involved. But, yeah, if you're losing every time, I don't know. There might be, you might have to reevaluate what you do.
It's like when I pick the, you know, the people I think are guaranteed to get in. There's no guarantees in golf. That's the whole thing, right?
Exactly. I would argue that golf is the toughest to predict, and I'm not just saying that because I try to do it, and I'm trying to cover my bases here. I think it's certainly the toughest to predict. I mean, you know, this year has been so unique because we've had four incredible major championship winners, you know, certainly marquee guys. But if you look at some of the other tour events, I mean, I put together a whole slideshow of guys who are really real surprise winners on the PGA Tour this year. So from week to week, you know, certainly anyone in the field has a chance to win. It makes it really fun, but yeah, it makes it really tough to try to predict.
This is the title of Alex Myers' most recent, The Grind. Adam Scott shines, hotel beds wreck havoc, and golfers get creative. You know, I start reading it and I get into this sort of, I don't know, tabloid sort of mentality.
Right.
I have such a good time. Alex Myers, thank you. I need to take a commercial break, and I do have someone scheduled. I haven't heard from him yet, so who knows? He may not be there with us, but we do need to take a break. It's such a great... I always have a great time talking with you.
Oh, thanks, Danielle. Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Alex Myers, read The Grind. Read everything that he writes at golfdigest.com because he's special. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care.
You too. Bye. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV.
Oh. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuleye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We certainly have covered a lot of bases. Didn't do a lot of teaching this weekend, and I promise to rectify that. But we did talk about a lot of stuff going on in the world of golf, and maybe you'd like to travel the country, and you'd like to go from golf course to golf course, and you don't want to check into a hotel and have to unpack and pack all the time. And you'd like to park really close to and have access to the golf course and just be able to get up in the morning and get out, you know, out the door and right there. How about being an RV golf club member? Oh, what an idea. Jim Vernes. Jim Vernes. You may remember his name from another incarnation. Jim created the Western Amateur Golf Association. His advisory board, listen to this, Johnny Miller, weren't we just talking about Johnny Miller? Johnny Miller, Al Geiberger, Dave Stockton, Ken Venturi, Eddie Marins, and Donna Capone-Young. Welcome to the show. It's good to meet you, Jim Vernes.
Well, thanks very much, Danielle, and all those wonderful people you just mentioned. In addition to being in the Golf Hall of Fame and incredible golfers, they're all great, wonderful people who right away, as soon as I called them about RV Golf Club, they said, whatever we can do, we're here to help. We want to help amateur golf. So they're just great people.
You know, this is, did I describe it correctly when I, you know, you can, you drive around the country in your RV, you stop at a golf course and you get to park there. Basically, get up in the morning, brush your teeth, put yourself together, and get on the course.
You did exactly. 3 years ago, my wife and I shifted gears. We liquidated all of the homes we own. We bought a big diesel motor home and said, let's go follow the warm weather. And about a year and a half into it, we were driving by a Walmart one day, and Walmart has gotten the word out to the RV world that it's okay to park overnight for free in their parking lot. Well, I went by and I saw about a dozen RVs in the parking lot. And I thought, these Walmart boys, they're smart. They figured out a way to get millions of more dollars into the store. And what happens is people go park there overnight and they walk in the store and spend a lot of money.
Sure.
Well, being from the golf industry, I thought, hey, wait, there's 17,000 golf courses around the country. They all have big parking lots that sit absolutely vacant at night. So I started writing to the golf courses saying, would you like to be known as an RV-friendly golf course? Sign up for RV Golf Club and we'll start sending RVers to you. Boom. Overnight, we've got 334 real unique quality golf courses signed up all over the United States and Canada from one coast to the other. So the interesting thing is there's 5 million full-time RV owners who live in their motorhomes and travel all year. So we're reaching out to those people and saying, instead of parking in crowded RV parks and spending a lot of money, why not pull into these beautiful golf courses? They're quiet. They're beautiful. They've got millions of dollars worth of landscaping. They'll treat you like a member. They're happy that you're there. And you can park somewhere. It'll feel like you're parking at your friend's private estate.
Wow.
That's what we're doing. So when you talk about living the dream, this is it. RVers, whether they're golfers or not, they can pull into golf courses all over the United States and Canada. And oh, by the way, in addition to golf courses, we have several our golf hotel resorts. So picture pulling into a four-star resort with three or four restaurants, entertainment at night, a half a dozen or a dozen pools. Our members can stay in their motorhomes free in the parking lot, and they get to use all the amenities at these resorts, just like people who are paying hundreds of dollars a night for a room.
That's a fantastic idea.
We have one other part of it, the RV resorts. We've already assembled a large amount of upscale RV resorts that let our members park for two nights free with full hookups.
Two nights free?
Two nights free at more than two dozen high-end RV resorts. They can stay there for two nights with full hookups free at all of them, plus all these golf courses, and it's all for a low $49 a year membership.
See, that was the catch, Jim. Jim Verns is owner of RV Golf Club, and you can find him. You can find RV Golf Club at rvgolfclub.com. And I thought to myself, okay, it's going to be expensive. $49 to be a member, is that a year?
That's for the whole year, so they get 365 nights of parking their RV for free. Or they can buy a lifetime membership for $245.
Wow. And
yeah.
And there are hotel golf resorts that you can, you know, use their pools, their tennis courts, their fitness centers?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is really a special. Yeah, you can't help but make money, right, Jim? You stop working and then something happens and all of a sudden you've got another great idea. You're a special person.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jim Verns is owner of RV Golf Club, and for $49 a year, you can become a charter member. This is rvgolfclub.com. That's where you need to go and sign up. For $49 a year, you can't beat that. Jim Verns, thanks so much for being on the show this morning. Really enjoyed finding out about this.
Thank you very much. What a pro you are. Wish I was there with you. Aloha, sister.
Aloha. We're going to take care of the people who make this show possible, because without them, we wouldn't be here. We are brought to you by Acura of Honolulu, and now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you know we've got traffic because school's back in session. Well, you should ride in comfort, and the Acura RLX, RLX Advance, the MDX, go test drive those cars. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones, Jr., they got together, and they made this absolutely beautiful course called Poipu Bay, a unique and unforgettable golf experience. And if you think you're not good enough to play there, think again, because just tee it forward. That's all you got to do. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star protection for property threat and risk assessment. Now, what does that mean? Well, you see, they come to your place of business or your home, and they assess the threat that you may have. Where are your vulnerabilities? And then they put together your protection plan for your home or for your business, or whether you're putting on a concert or a special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. It's Star Protection, what you need. And they're in Hawaii, and of course, they're in California too. And I want to thank everybody for their mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. You can listen to us at Radio Golf Club. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.